Blog Talk Radio. talk. After we came down, we will start up our double service. So again, I would say thank you all for taking out the time to listen and to join in. Please share, call your friends and family and tell them to tune in on Blog Talk 310-864-2354. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 864-2354. Like I said, I'm just a little distracted today, but still I know my yes is yes. So let us pray. Father God, we come to you on tonight, O Lord, with our hands open and lifted up, asking you, God, to forgive us of every sin, asking you, Lord, to preserve our heart, to preserve our mind, God. Asking you to forgive us deep within ourselves with those who feel that they have to get clean before they get saved, but they don't get it yet. If we pray that they get it, you come as you are, and God will do the rest. It's like taking a bath, God. We know you don't get clean before you get in a tub. You get in a tub, and then you wash and get clean. So as they come to you, God, we're asking them to understand, get into the salvation, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll wash away all of the sins. God, we pray that that prayer be accepted and that it is so. But God, we come to you right now, I ask you to cover every listener, every viewer that's laying before you, oh God, that's talking with you, oh God, that's on the altar with whatever issues and matters they have, whatever problems they have with sickness, whatever mental issues, whatever physical issues, whatever financial issues that they have that's called a sickness, oh God. Health, physical, financial, is sickness, oh God. We ask you to send a rescuer in, God. Step in. Tell them your requirements. God, give them ears to hear what you say to the body, to the mind, and to the soul. God, open them up that they may hear what you have to say, oh God. No matter what it said, but God, the bottom line is, what do you say, God? You said you would use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, God. You said if you open the door, no man can close. If you open the door, no man can shut. God, we're just asking you to give us another chance to come before you, oh God, that we may walk in your glory, that we may give you praise every day, oh God. God, we accept what you allow. God, we're just asking you right now, cover us with your blood, wash us clean inside and out. Cover our families, oh God, our household. Give us ears to hear what you say to us on tonight, a heart to receive and a mind to meditate. God, whatever you have me to say, let me say it that you may get the glory out of it, oh God. Let me decrease that you may increase, oh God. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is, amen. Okay, so tonight I want to talk about when you find yourself overwhelmed. See, a lot of times we don't want to point back. See, God's been having me say it for quite a while, I believe, since 2023 has started, that there's a shift in the spirit. There's a shift in the atmosphere. But the main thing we have to understand that the shift that's going on is in us. We're finding out with everything that's going on, we are our greatest enemy. You know we have an enemy of our soul. But we are seem like we're touching and agreeing, and most of us is getting scared of what someone else is saying when the Word of God said that he'll open a door that no man can close. He'll close a door that no man can shut. He will make them bless you when they think they're trying to curse you. He will make them turn around while they think it's going one way. But at the word of God said, we don't know which way the wind blowing. It blows another way. It's going to be like they threw it out one way, but it was like a boomerang. It came back another way. When you trust God with everything, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get overwhelmed. It's okay. But what you got to find out is when you get in that place, you got to go to his word. So the first thing I want to do, I want to go to his word. I found myself overwhelmed today. So I didn't want to pick up the phone and call nobody and tell nobody about it. I got before God. And when I decided I needed some help, I put out chat lines to my family. Pray for me, I'm overwhelmed. So I got in the word, and the word, I found some scriptures. And one of the scriptures I found was Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yeah. Hey, Latoya, thank you. Thank you. I need the prayer. Because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out here that lost loved ones or something like that. But tomorrow is our anniversary. It's our first year without our sister. And, you know, when you have to be strong for your siblings and they're trying to be strong for you, but you're also trying to hold up the siblings that you've lost children, it kind of gets overwhelmed. So just today I was saying, Lord, what would you have me talk about to the people? And God said, just be real with them, be honest. Because, see, a lot of times we want to act like, how they say, my poop don't stink. It do. We got to let people know that God is an awesome God. He sits high and looks low, God takes care of his people. But what we don't really try to do is let people understand, excuse me for my book, my Bible fell. We don't really try to let people understand that God is not a God of some people. God is a God for all people. It's up to us to accept God. So I'm going to read my scripture again. I'm going to mark it off so I know that I read it. It says, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. All right. Now, I cried out, Lord, I need you right now. Lord, my heart is troubled. Lord, I don't pick up the phone and call nobody and tell them about how I feel because, God, I need to come to you because you are my refuge. You are my strength. Thank you, Latoya. Grief is hard, but God is strong. Yes. God is my refuge. Yes, he is. God is my strength. I thank God for that. I looked up another scripture. Romans 8 and 18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory for which shall be revealed in us. Now, this is what the NIV says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. So I was like, okay, Lord, I don't know right now. I'm not really sitting here because I was sitting there constantly talking. getting overwhelmed. I was doing the, how do you say, the reminiscing. I was doing the think backs and the thought backs, and I remember certain things my sister and myself did, and we said, I remember how we used to tease her, and we used to do little things, like she would be sitting there, and we would say, why you do that? She would say, I didn't do that, and we would be like, yes, you did, yes, you did. She would make little sounds, and we would tease her about the little things she did. I started thinking about that, and I started laughing, and I started thinking about the time she would dance and how she would throw her hands up and kneel down. People in my age group would know what I'm talking about, like a boogie-woogie-woogie dance. And she would do little things like that, and you couldn't tell her she wouldn't get down. I started thinking back about that. I started thinking about how we used to talk about this meal she used to make all the time. We called it Happy Pack. It was a hamburger dish that she made up. It was called a Happy Pack because she would be so happy when she would make that pack. It was like, it didn't take long to make, but her children had started saying, I miss my mom's Happy Pie. But it was a time they didn't want it no more. They would say, please, no more Happy Pie. No more Happy Pie, Mama. Please don't cook. No more Happy Pie. But now we're finding ourselves looking to see if we could recreate that recipe of a Happy Pie. I'm just want to just let you know, this is sitting back, thinking about stuff like when the word said God reveals in us. I'm just thinking about the things that God revealed to me concerning my sister, because this is what was very tight on my heart. I also read Romans 8 and 28, and we know all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's the King James Version. I think I wrote down the NIV says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So, you know, finding myself overwhelmed, I had to go back to the word and say, okay, God, I just seem like today I can't say nothing or do nothing right. Maybe I could have said it a little different. Maybe I could have said it a little better. But, God, I don't know my tone or whatever. It's like my cousin put on here, grief is hard. And a lot of times you don't want to be sounding like you're down and out, or you're grieving, or however you want to say it. You want to kind of talk to somebody, but it may not come out the right way, or it may came out a less affectionate way. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe you could have said it a little different. Maybe you could have said it a little softer, but not thinking. You know, so instead of getting caught up in caught up in just in a situation where you can't think, or in a situation where you're not thinking, you just say, Lord, before I make it worse, I'm going to come to you, oh God. I'm going to come to you, oh God, because I know you just said, we know that in all things, I want to just read this one to you, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything be prayerful and supplications, which with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So, like I said, I found myself being overwhelmed. Maybe the way I said something, or maybe the way I handled something, or maybe the way just because of what today represents the day before. I'm calling it Sheila's Eve. Like, you know, we say Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving Eve, New Year's Eve. Today is our Sheila's Eve, and just being overwhelmed. I was talking to God, and I said, Lord, there's so many people out here who are lost. There's so many people out here who are in a place of don't know, won't know, can't know, act like they don't know. We just find ourselves in a place where we don't turn to you. We turn to everything, but we don't turn to you. So, God, I'm just asking you right now to touch our hearts. That we may allow you to heal us, to touch our minds, that we constantly talk to you, meditate on your word, touch our mouth, that we speak softer and we're more considerate of what we should do, need to do, because God, as ministers of your word, and it seems like every time it's time for one of us as your vessels to go out and minister to the people, the enemy gets loose. He's at large. Your word said he's going back and forth seeing who he may devour. God, teach us how not to be devoured by the enemy. Teach us how not to discourage someone when we are walking in your will. God, teach us. Teach us, Lord. You all come on and walk with me. I got to walk and chip up some food that I got on the stove. You know, Lord, teach us how to always.
And Sister Sylvia, we can't hear you.
you're not the only one that has to ask God for help, because this thing has gotten a hold to you. Because, see, the Word of God teaches us the biggest trick that this enemy of our soul has done was convince people he don't exist. The biggest trick that the enemy of our soul has also done is he tries to make us think it's okay with what we're doing. You can do anything, any kind of way, say anything, any kind of way, and if you say, well, I'm safe. But the Word of God said of a good man, it's called doing evil when he come back. Will his good be counted for? Or if a bad man was called doing good when God came back, will his bad be accounted for? One thing we know, that when we go before the Lord, we're going to have to answer for everything. But we also can know that we can feel reassured that God has threw our sins in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember. Because as the Word teaches us to pray every day, all day, we have to go before God every day, all day, and ask God to forgive us. We repent every day. Because one thing is that if you know that God is your Lord and Savior, and he calls you his child, and you call him your father, then think about this in the natural. How many times have you had to tell your child, sit down, shut up, don't touch that, don't ask for that, don't move that, didn't I tell you, stop, hold up, wait a minute, no you didn't, not again, what I tell you, don't you listen? How many times have you had to say that to your child? But no matter what, when that child in the natural say to you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and I won't do it again, and you know that 9 out of 10 they're going to do it again, you forgive them and you still love on them, right? God loves us even more than that. So when you find yourself in a state of mind and you go to him, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, God. You have to go to his Word and get his Word. So when those things come up in you, see, I can stop right there and say, God is my refuge and my strength. I can stop and say, no. All things. All things. I can stop. I can say to him, right here. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He forgave me yesterday. He forgave me today. He'll forgive me forever. That's in Hebrews. We can go back and just keep telling him, I say, and we know that in all things God works for those who are called according to his purpose. That all good things, God works all good things through us. We can go to his Word and say, you know what? I don't care what you say. The Word said that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Word of God said I can come to him daily, to his throne, and say, God, I'm sorry. I may have hurt somebody's feelings today, and right now they can't accept my apology. God, I tell you, just be quiet for a moment. Just sit back. When God ministers to you, he'll minister to them. So when you get overwhelmed with grief, with loss, with depression, with health issues, with lack issues, with poverty issues, God taught us that he said that the lilies of the field don't have to worry about being watered. The birds in the air don't have to worry about being fed. The sheep, the coyote, the wolf, and whatever animal in the fields, when the winter season comes, they don't have to worry about being clothed because their fur grows. When the bear needs to hibernate, they hibernate. God gives us a way. And that way is in here. When you find yourself going through, when you find yourself in places that are hard, don't start having a pity party. Get in God's word. Keep saying, I don't care if you have to say one scripture over and over and over until that thing gets down in you and you get happy. Get before God and just say, God, your word says, Acts 2:21, he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. Your word said, if I call on the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. Just, if you have to keep saying the same thing over and over, just keep saying it. I look to the hills for which cometh my help. I lift up my eyes and look to the hills for which cometh my help. I keep saying it over and over and over and over. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I keep saying it over and over. You keep saying it over and over that God said, he loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. You keep saying it over and over. You keep saying that over and over till it get down in your spirit. Till it get down in your spirit. Till it get in your heart. Till you just start meditating on his word day and night. You just start talking to God. You start praying, Lord. Right now, some noise going on up here. I can't hear you, God. There's some noise going on up here that I can't hear you, and your voice can't reach my heart. It can't reach my ears because there's so much noise going on up here. You just keep praying, Lord, make it be quiet. Lord, make it be quiet. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Start speaking to yourself with the word of God because his word is strong. His word is powerful. His word is life. His word is love. His word will keep you, rescue you. His word will bring you back. These dead bones will live. You have to keep speaking God's word over yourself. Now, you don't do like the others. You don't have to get loud. Not out in the streets. You don't get loud before people. You just say, when I became overwhelmed, I went to the rock. My rock name is Jesus Christ. Now, I don't pray like others, and I definitely don't sing like others, but God told me to make a joyful noise unto him. The joyful noise can be singing, playing instruments. It could be praying. It could be praising him. It could be worshiping him. It could be talking to him, but make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you go into his gates with thanksgiving, and you enter his courts with praise, you just say, God, I trust you. No matter what it look like, God, I trust you. No matter what it sound like, God, I trust you. No matter what the day represents, God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you with me. I trust you with my family. God, I trust you. When the enemy tried to rush in like a flood, God, I trust you to bring up a standard. God, I trust you that you said in my time of need, you will come and rescue me. God, I trust you. You said I have not because I ask not. God, I trust you. You said that when I know what to say, you said you understand my moans. God, I trust you. You said I can lay out on the altar and hold on to the horns of the altar. God, I trust you. You said I could petition you, God, I trust you. God, when I come before you, I come before you honestly because I trust you. A lot of us don't understand that God is waiting on us to to trust him. I don't need nobody to give me no suggestions. I don't need nobody to give me no advice on how to get through this and how to get through that, because you know what? It may be good, yeah. But if your advice is not saying, call on the name of Jesus, go before God. Look, I didn't want to cry. I didn't want to. No, I'm telling you, I'm human. I'm not super sane. I'm not super strong. Yes, I hurt. Things hurt. But one thing I want you to know, that I trust God. My tears are tears of joy because I look to the hills for which cometh my help. I know what name to call on. I know I'm hearing the Lord's voice. I'm learning his voice when he tells me to be quiet. Don't say nothing. When I said, God, I want to be used by you, I want people to see me, to see you. That's when God started teaching me how not to be me. Being me, I would have to have a last word. Being me, I would have to have a final word. Being me, I got to show you. That's being me. But being what God has caused me to be is saying, okay, well, see, the word of God says, I cannot tell you to apply the word of God to your life, but I don't do it. One thing I do know is that it's hard going through grief. We know. The word teaches us to cry. When you got a friend or family member crying, cry with them. When they happy, be happy with them. God teaches us that. It's okay. It's okay to let people know that even in this season, I'm trusting God. Even in this time of going through, I'm trusting God. Because, see, we all remember that poem that says when the person was walking through the sand and they saw the two footprints, and all of a sudden they saw the one footprint, and the word of God, the word of the poem says it's because he started carrying us when we couldn't carry ourselves. I was asking God to let me find something that represented my sister for tomorrow. When we get together, we're going to have a celebration for her on the west side of Chicago, on Chicago Avenue and Pine at GA Sound Shop, where she worked at. So if you all are not doing anything around 12 noon, come by there and celebrate with us. And I wanted to find something that represented her. And I had been upset because I know I had just saw it a couple of days ago. And I had really been saying it for some weeks, and I made sure that I put it up so I wouldn't forget it. I wouldn't misplace it. But y'all know how we do. We hide stuff for myself. So I began to say, Lord, I need this for tomorrow. I can't find it, Lord. I need your help. So as I began to just worship and talk to God and tell him about everything that was bothering me for that day, or rather today, I went into the room and God said, move this, move that. But I'm being overwhelmed. I'm looking down. You know how he said, lift up your head. I'm moving stuff. I couldn't find it, so I stopped and leaned on the dresser, and God told me to look up and move something. And when I moved it, there it was. Because, see, I put my petition before God that I did hide it. I want you all to understand that I hid it. I put it behind something, and I had to move something to see it. But I didn't see it. I saw a corner like this, just a little corner. And I said, there we go. I want you to see that little corner right there. That's what I saw, a little corner of the envelope I had put it in. And I said, that's it. And I said, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, because I asked you to help me find this. I thank God for answering my prayer. Some of you all may think that it don't seem like much, but it was much because I spoke with my sister, Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and I told her, I really wanted to find this, and I really wanted to bring it in. It just had me a little overwhelmed with other things that I couldn't find it. And like I said, sometimes we have to be mindful of how we act when we're finding ourselves being in a situation where
we can't hear. We can't hear you, Renee.
Forgive me for walking off from the phone. I was coming in the kitchen to check my cooking, and I forgot to grab the phone. So I'm going to ask Blog Talk if they have anything they would like to say at this time so that we can move on. The lines are open, Blog Talk, if you have anything you would like to say.
This is Cecilia. Before anyone says anything, I needed to make a request. I would like to request that those of us that are on the line would pray for Minister Sylvia, whatever the Lord gives you to pray for her, if you feel led of the Lord. But if you don't, sharing your comments will be fine as well. But I just wanted to ask that of everyone.
Hello, this is Mother Tony, and I will want us to pray and then to make a comment. So, Father, we love you because you are great and mighty. There's no God like you. You weep over us. Because you know, Lord, that we're mere men. You see Sylvia's heart, and you know that she is hurting, Lord. And this is no ministry. This is not a mystery to you. Because when your friend that you were going to raise from the dead was dead, you wept because you loved himself. She misses her sister because she loves herself. We ask God that you strengthen her heart and that you lift up her head and that she might know that you hear, you have bowled up every tear, and that you're going to present it back to her when she crosses over. But until then, Lord, we ask that you comfort her heart. Daddy, give her a big old hug. Let her know that she is loved by the one and only true God. That she will know that we don't mourn like those that mourn without hope. She will get to see Sheila again. But until that time, as she reflects, Lord, back on who she was, the times they had, Lord, we ask that you give her hope in her heart. Cheer her up, Lord, that she might remember that all these things are possible in you. As she has said that when she's overwhelmed, she runs to the rock. Lord, let her see and feel that rock, that stability that you give her in this time of mourning, because that's the reality of where we are. We are born of a woman a few days, and they're full of woe. But there are so many things that she has shared with us, Lord, that you will bring back to her remembrance of the love and the care that she has for her sister. And that she will be lifted up, Lord, and her arms will go up to you and give you praise for your new mercies that you give her in the morning, that it will allow others to look on her and see what it looks like when we mourn with hope. So we just ask that you bless her, this your daughter, my dear cousin, Sister Freen, that you just continue to encourage her heart. So as you spoke this evening, it brought to mind Ecclesiastes 3, and that there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heaven. I'm going to skip down, and I'm going to go to 3 and 4, and it says there's a time to weep and a time to lay. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. So I want you to notice that as we get these opposing views of what happens in our lives, as Samuel, as Saul writes, King Saul writes. Mm-hmm. Not King Saul, I'm sorry, Samuel writes. Oh, forgive me. He tells us that there's a time to weep. But then as you think about that time, there's also a time to laugh. That there's a time to mourn and there's a time to dance. So I want you to be encouraged to know that as we go through these stages of grief, that you're going to look back on this time and be able to encourage others that this hurt will soon pass.
Yes.
Not you will never forget her, but the hurt passes if we let it go and give it to God. If we hold on to it, then it's our hurt. But if we give it to him, it allows him to heal our hearts and our broken heart. He then will take care of. I love you.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else at this time?
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to remind you that the Word of God tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It did not say that a weapon would not form. Depression is a weapon.
Yes.
When we hold on to grief, it can be a weapon. When we don't let things go, it could be a weapon. When we don't allow God to heal us, it can be a weapon. Because as Mother Tony prays, we have to give it to God. And the time that we give it to God may not be the time that someone else gives it to God. But just remember that the kingdom of heaven touches violence, and the violent take it by force.
That's
you need to take your healing back by force. You need to take your wholeness back by force. You know, on today, the doctor brought me some news that wasn't so great. I remembered how on today, a year or so ago, we buried one of Billy's sons. And so as the enemy kept forming the weapons, I had to lay them on the altar. It did not mean that, as you say, we did not become overwhelmed. But when I thought about the nickname that we gave Sheila when the crackhead tried to rob her, and I remember that we called her a slayer, I had to remember that no weapon formed against me would prosper. And many people have called us twins in the past. And I would ask you, the same way God had you protect me in all the years that we were growing up, going back to school and things of that sort, allow God to protect you and to heal you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else at this time?
I want to thank everybody for joining in. I want to thank Mother Toni Montgomery for her words of encouragement. I receive it in the name of Jesus. That's my first cousin. I want to thank God for my sister, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for her words of encouragement that she has sent to me via text and verbally and every other way. I just want to say I thank God for having a family that stands on the foundation of the Word of God, and that no matter what they say to you, for you, about you, they back it up with the Word of God. I thank God for everything He is doing in our lives and our ministry. I thank God for that. If you all would love to join us next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Minister Ron Montgomery and Mother Toni Montgomery will be bringing forth the Word of God, the biblical way, what God says about family. I'm excited to hear what God is going to have them minister about this Monday coming up, the fourth Monday. If you all would love to come back on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can come and talk with me to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Please tune in to Smile3E Iron Sharpening Iron, as well as Facebook Live on Friday. If you would like to come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own apostle, Dr. Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, please tune in. Share with your friends of the service dates, the speakers, and what God has to say concerning the body of Christ. I want you all to know we love you at the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I just want to say, Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for each listener, oh God. I thank you for the word that you have provided them to speak over my life and into my life, God. Thank you for the encouragement that you allow them to give me. God, I just thank you for the body of Christ always strengthening, always standing up, standing with a body member that needs it, a saint that needs it, a Christian that needs it. Somebody, when they're hurting, they stand up and encourage them. God, I thank you for ministering to our co-host, who I'm covering for tonight, Minister Margot McCord. God, I thank you for healing her body, for covering her, God, as we wait for her to come back to the ministry line so that she can give us her awesome report of your will and your healing powers. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for covering her husband and her household. We thank you for covering her siblings, God. We thank you for covering our entire family. Oh, God, I just thank you right now for every listener that's listening in. God, cure them. What I mean by that, God, cure them with the taste that they have in their mouth of depression, that they feel that it's worthy of them. Cure them with the taste that they have in their mouth of depression that they feel they don't have. It's somebody else, God. I ask you to cure us of the sin of sickness, oh God, the sickness of sin. I ask you to cure us of the sickness of not I but them. I ask you to cure us of the sickness of this them, not I. God, even no matter how you say it, God, it's a sickness in us that believe that we don't need you. We don't need to be saved. We don't need to repent. God, we just ask you to cover Smile3E Iron Sharpening Iron and every listener by Smile3E, Blog Talk, and every listener that's on Facebook. God, we just ask you to cover us. I ask you to cover my cousin LaToya, who took out the time to look in on Facebook and encourage me with some words. God, I just thank you right now. I thank you for those that didn't say nothing. I thank you for those that's looking in now on the replay or the live, that's listening in the archives or listening live. God, we thank you. Cover them. Heal, set free, and deliver, God. Do it for me, O Lord, and do it for them. In Jesus' name it is, so and so it is. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless you.